Muchas gracias.
Thank you. Very well. The analysis that was carried out by the group of experts in a preliminary manner requires additional study and review during the intersessional period. Obviously, they were presented publicly during the meeting of the working group and can be referred to or listened to through the webcast. And we will, again, since the information is available in the public domain, it is possible to look at them on the website. And to ensure access, of course, it is not obligatory for states to make comments on those discussions. That is, of course, possible, but they can take it into account in their general assessment of the negotiations on the text of a legally binding instrument. Very well, if there are no other comments, we can now turn to Article 10, Statute of Limitations.
El artículo 10.
Article 10, Statute of Limitations. The text of Article 10 of the up-to-date version of the draft binding instrument retains the core elements of the third revised draft, but drafted in a more precise way to facilitate its consideration and discussion. This article seeks to ensure that there are no statutes of limitations for proceedings or processes related to human rights abuses that constitute war crimes, crimes against humanity, or crimes of genocide in accordance with international human rights law, international criminal law, and international law in general. Similarly, this provision is intended to ensure that all other cases of human rights abuses that do not fall into the above-mentioned category. The statute of limitations reflect the seriousness of the abuses, are fair in the light of the circumstances, and are consistent with the rights of victims as set out in Article 4. We now will continue with the contributions of states on Article 10 after this very brief introduction. So the floor is open. I give the floor to Brazil.